Hi friends, this is your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a review of the life of Robbie Williams. If you don't know who that is, that he was in the popular boy band called Take That. He married Ida Fields. They both have three beautiful girls. He dated a couple of the bandmates from Spice Girls and dated Nicole Appleton from the girl group All Saints as well. So this movie, overall, I'm going to give you my rating. I give it a 4 out of 5. It was really good. I knew like a couple of his songs, and those were Angels. One was Angels, and that one was about his grandma. Spoiler: his grandma that passed away, that was there for him through everything. I also heard of two other songs. One was called Rock DJ, and the other was called She's the One. And She's the One was about Nicole Appleton. So let me start at the beginning. It's all narrated by Robbie, and this, I guess they're calling a celebrity, bit, I forget how they call it, but it's a movie about a celebrity, and instead of them using an actual person for Robbie in all his age, they used the monkey, and I looked at animated the monkey, and then whoever they got to sing and perform as Robbie when he was younger and a teenager, they used voiceover, which I thought was very different and unique as well. And I saw interviews from who directed it, and he was pretty much saying, like, I wanted it to be different for all the celebrity based movies out there. And he basically asked Robbie, like, what's his favorite animal, what animal he most related to, and he's like, a monkey, because a monkey's like energetic, bounces all around, and the energy of a monkey. So they used a monkey, and they had difficulties that I saw in the interview as well, that to like put hair on the monkey, but they figured out a way to put different hairs. And what I saw is that from, if you look at the monkey that they animated to be Robbie, his eyes and like facial features, you're like, oh, that's Robbie. That is 100% Robbie. Also, trigger alert, trigger warning, everything like that. This film does contain like substance abuse, also suicide, and like worrying, like self-doubt as well. So that's a warning that I would like to tell you guys all before seeing this movie. And let's begin. This movie will also contain spoilers as well. Regarding like the whole film in general, Robbie has experienced a lot of self-doubt throughout his childhood, from people saying he's not good enough, for people saying that he's ugly, talented, you don't deserve this. There was a clip of him and his dad really bonded over Sinatra. He accidentally tipped the TV over and his dad got mad. His dad did not show up to one of his school plays. Was doing a stand-up / music show and made $15. And to be honest with you, there's a trend in the entertainment industry where people have horrible parents. They either have horrible parents as a whole, or they have one parent that's horrible, either their mom or their dad. But the majority of the horrible parents that we've witnessed in the entertainment industry by watching different musicals or movies or biopics, there you go, biopic, is their dad. They have a lot of celebrities or people in the entertainment industry or people that are going into entertainment industry, they have horrible fathers in general, and their fathers come back into their life when they're famous. So continue on with the recap. His number one fan through his whole career until she died was his grandma. His grandma was like, "You'll do great. You're gonna do amazing. You are fantastic. You can do anything you want. I'm here for you no matter what." Was there from him through everything, even when she got dementia, got sick, and everything like that, was his grandma. And when she died, it hurt him incredibly. And continuing on, I feel like at some point, his dad just leaves them. Because, like I said, there was a message that his dad sent, which was like, "If you're not famous, you're nobody." Yes, they lived like in a like royal place in England, but like still, that's not a great message to send your child. To be like, if you're not somebody, if you're not famous, you're nobody. So from that on, like, Robbie has been chasing to be accepted, to be liked, especially since his dad left, to get his dad's approval for his dad to be there. So he's been chasing that. I don't think like he wanted, just my opinion alone, I don't think he wanted to be like rich and famous, but I feel like that the messaging from his dad, he wanted that because he thought, "Oh, if I did this, my dad will finally see me." And there were scenes that his nan, which I believe it's his dad's mom, was like, come see Robbie. That finally made him see Robbie, and he was helping his dad with one of his shows that only like 15 people came, and he got an audition to be like in Take That, and then his dad was like, "Oh, you're gonna be entertaining," and his dad perked up. And throughout his entertainment industry, high, lows, whatsoever, his dad was there when he was going through school? No, his mom and his grandma were there. So, which I'm like saying, like, dad beat dads. This is a trend here. Especially if you grew up in like a poor or middle class place when you're younger, there's a lot of dad beats. be dads. And there's also, like, a thing that I've noticed as well, that I felt like he needed baby, I'm gonna say Robert, because he didn't really like the name Robbie, was that he has a lot of self-doubt, and that's given to him from, like, how his dad talked to him, about how, like, kids talked to him. Like, even, like, when he was, like, in recess and they were playing football, the real football, the ones that the USA calls soccer, which it doesn't make sense. And he was the goalie and he was trying to block, and literally everybody was calling him names, that he's nothing. Even, like, the manager of Take That was like, you're nothing, you're not even good looking. I even looked up Robbie Williams' picture when he was in Take That, and I was like, he's not ugly. I don't know why you're saying that he's ugly. He's not ugly. And the only friend of him at that time was Nate, being like, it's okay, Robbie. It's like, Nate, don't worry, I know. So his friend Nate has been there with him through everything. They had a little spat when, because of his addiction, which we'll talk about later. But then they became friends again. But overall, like, his friend Nate and his grandma has been there through it all. His mom has been supporting him as well, but, like, as well, and being a good mom, like, trying to keep ends meet, being a single mom. But the people, like, that I'm like, yes, 100% support, were there through all the ups and down, was his friend Nate and his grandma. And one thing I wish that I know they couldn't do this, because they had no money, but he has a lot of, like, demons. And this is before he took drugs and alcohol. He, like, we saw it, like, in the audience. We saw a little him when he was a pirate in a play. His grandma and mom came. His dad was doing some stand-up thing. And we saw a little him be like, why are you doing a pirate? Why are you being a pirate? Why are you doing it? You're gonna fail. You're gonna do horrible. What do you mean? Why are you doing that? What? Like, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of negative thoughts. And that's when he's little. He's not even thinking anything. It just becomes even worse when he gets older. And then when he starts taking drugs and alcohol, it becomes even worser, to the point that, like, his demons that he's had since he was a little kid have become looking like demons. Like, little, like, I remember, like, seeing in the movie, like, it was like one of them that was like, shut up, you're not good enough, why are you doing this, they're booing you, they don't even like you, ah, stop, get off the stage, fall, kill yourself, all of that. I was like, literally terrible things that I'm like, dang. I'm like, at this point, I'm like, please go to therapy or something. Because, like, this is, like, a deep-rooted thing since you were a child. Now you can afford therapy. Please go get therapy to get, like, help. The substances that you're taking to numb the pain, numb everything that you're going through, isn't helping, and it isn't going to help at all. It's just going to make it worse because you're numbing it. You're not fixing the issue. I also like the part where he finally tells his dad, like, oh, you're here for Robbie Williams, not me. And he's like, yeah, I was here for you. Like, I was on tour with you. And I'm like, that's exactly what he's saying. You weren't there with him when he was, aka, a nobody, like a normal civilian, someone that wasn't famous. Once he became famous, you were there for him. And then his dad's like, well, I'm fine with performing instead of 15 people. And I'm like, okay, sure. But you were only in your son's life when your son was successful. When he was not in take that and not doing something, you weren't there. You only were there when he was being successful. Which AKA means you are a terrible parent. His mom was there for him all his days of his life. Same as his grandma. Same with Nate. To the point, like, when his friend Nate has a daughter and they see him on TV, he's like, look, there's Uncle Robbie. There's but he doesn't call him Robbie. Oh, there's Uncle Robert. There's Uncle. That means they're family. So you're not there for your son. You're part of his trauma. And there was a point where he also was like, I knew I would have been an alcoholic or a drug addict since I was little. And I'm like, that's sad. Meaning, because of the demons you had and the self-doubt and everything, you knew you were gonna do this. And I'm like, oh, this, his little him needs a lot of help and attention. And also when he was like, his dad was at some point when he was like drinking and stuff, and he was like, I need help. He was trying to talk to his dad, be like, I need help, I'm struggling to stuff. He's like, what do you mean you're famous? I'm like, dude, just because he's famous people have issues too. He's been having issues since he was little. He was on little on stage and he was having self-doubt and talking horrible in his mind and seeing people bullying in his mind. He's been having issues since he was young, like with confidence issues and thinking that he's a good person and stuff since he was little. And then he's like, you see these Sinatra, da, 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 they don't have problems. I'm like, yes, they do. They don't show the world that they have problems. And I'm like, yeah, because of the time, but they probably did have problems. A lot of people in the entertainment industry and not in the entertainment industry have problems. That is why, like, there's like a lot of artists that are, they have drinking problems or have substance abuse problems. They have things since they were like little, especially if their parents are terrible, have issues at home, like that they're trying to cover up or like keep down inside from exploding because of the issues that they are having. So his dad's saying, like, you see, to be great, you see that they are great. They don't have issues. They don't. And I'm like, no, speak out about it. Say what's wrong. Talk about it. Because that will literally help. And like covering it up over and over again with substances, no matter what substance, won't help. It'll just make the problem worse. You cannot hide from your problems. And that's the big message of this, is you can't, of this movie, you can't hide from your problems. I also remember him also saying, like, him being Robbie, even though he doesn't like the name Robbie, was a persona, like someone, something that he could escape from, like a persona that he could escape from to, you know, step away from his problems. But I believe, like, he had a lot of people, like, not a lot of people, but he had, like I said, his best friend Nate, he had his grandma, he had his mom to talk to that would listen to. And he tried, like, over and over and over again, not with the people that were supporting him all his life, but he was trying to with his dad over and over again. He's like, Dad, this
this is overwhelming for me. And he's like, you're successful. You're successful. What do you mean it's overwhelming? This is what we want. Like, the success, the fame, the lights. What do you mean? Over. And the first step is to talk about the problem. And he was trying over and over again to talk to his dad about it. And his dad kept shutting him off. And I felt like his downfall, and when he hit complete rock bottom, to the point that after he hit that rock bottom, and I knew that was going to happen, is when his mom called him before a concert, and his nan died, and his mom was like, trying to call him over and your grandma's not feeling well, she wants to see you, but he had a hectic tour schedule and couldn't go see her. And his grandma died. He hit rock bottom. He went really heavy on the drugs and alcohol, trashed everything. Again, he lost Natalie. His treated her terribly. His friend Nate came with some salt and vinegar crisp, which are potato chips, and he's like, I don't want them, because that's what him and his grandma ate all the time together. And he was like, I can't, that's a me and my grandma thing, and that's too much. I can't anything, which I get, that was his favorite person. He can't with that, and I understood that completely. And then he lashed out on Nate, and Nate didn't deserve that because he was there for him. He lashed out on his dad. His dad did deserve it though. And then he ended up having a concert in the in a big festival in the UK. And this is where he sees all his demons and stuff. And then he almost commits suicide. Because of that, that's how rock bottom he is. He decides to go to AA. Does the AA steps. Apologizes to his mom. Apologizes to his ex-girlfriend. They forgive him. Apologize to Nate. He fixes and mend things. Does a like a cabaret, and right now he's sober and doing better. So the moral of everything is, like, I feel like things could have been fixed early on if Robert's dad, aka Robbie Williams' dad, which his name is Peter. And there's another thing I didn't like about his dad. His dad became like a little like indie artist, and he's like, oh yeah, my name's not Peter Williams, I disown that. No, and he changed his last name. And he, even if when his son became famous, he kept that because that's what people know. And I'm like, that's so horrible. Why? Don't you want to be, like, associated? It's your last name. Like, what the hell? But in general, I think you all should go watch this film. It's really good. It was really weird because when, like, everybody else in the movie but Robbie, like, was seven, him when he's little, teenager, and older, and now is a monkey, right? Everybody else is human. It's just really weird seeing, like, when any of his girlfriends or anyone he's kissing or being intimate with is dealing with, like, kissing him, because I'm like, oh, you're kissing him. It's just weird in that instance, which is why I'm taking a couple points off of that. But other than that, it's good. It was an Oscar. This movie was an Oscar nominee, and it's also rated R. Before I ended it, this podcast, it's also rated R, and it deserves a rated R R rating because you do see nudity. What you see naked girls on the screen, the words used, there's a lot of like British slangs and British words that would like the C word and other like not derogatory but curse words like worldwide that are used, like the F word and everything like that used in this movie. That it so this one deserves a rated R rating. Unlike Drop, I didn't see why it was rated R. Maybe there was a curse word, but that was in there that I didn't catch. But I catch the swear words in this one, so I'm like, I don't know. So yeah, there's naked women in this movie. The words used in this movie also rated R. Yeah, and that's basically it. So, but this movie is rated R. I would not let your little one see it because of the language. So I would say like you can let a teenager watch this, but not anyone under 13. Overall, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.